Girl channel, and this episode is gonna be a
tier list.
What? This is Ranma and a half. Ranma. I think it's good for an old anime. It's good. ReZero. Where would you put that? Because I haven't finished watching it. I've only watched like two episodes. Okay. I can't really say.
ReZero. It's shocking because he dies so frequently.
Yeah.
And he's trying to, and then he realizes that he can't die. And it's heartbreaking to see him go through all these multiple deaths. I love it. I absolutely do love it.
So great.
Good.
Next, Samurai X, Rurouni Kenshin.
I haven't watched Samurai X.
I want to say it's good.
I want to watch it soon. I don't know when soon is.
I want to say it's good. Like, it's actually my first anime, the first ever anime I ever watched.
The first anime you ever watched? What was my first ever anime? Beyblade.
Beyblade? Nah, this. Definitely this. And I was really young as well.
I watched it on Beyblade. Shaman King on Beyblade were my first animes.
Oh wow. I'd say this one, and then from this one, I'm into Naruto. But like, that's anime, like Japanese, but like not cartoon.
I watched Naruto too. It used to be on Disney XD. Not Disney XD, Essex. The original Disney XD. And if you know, you know what Jessix was.
Psyche K. I think this is
It's alright. It's alright. It's not something I would sit and intentionally watch. It's something I watch before going to bed, like to calm my mind.
Really?
Yeah. As I told you, like I watch Psyche K to calm. It's like it's an easy feel good anime.
Wow.
Not a like.
I am genuinely disappointed.
And watching kind of anime.
How about Sailor Moon?
I've not watched Sailor Moon.
Okay. Samurai Champloo?
Loved.
So good or great?
I think it's kind of basic.
It is basic.
That's what I was going to put it great, but then I thought about the storyline itself.
Yeah.
It's true. Not.
It's not like anything crazy.
Literally just going around looking for her dad.
Yeah.
That's it.
Fair enough. Seven Deadly Sins.
I would have put it at great, but it's just going to be at good because the animation, the new adaptation from the new studio just is a bit shocking. Yeah.
I haven't seen the new episodes. Actually, I think I've only seen it season one and two. And that's as far as I could take it. Yeah, that's as far as I could take it. Next one, who that? Apologies. Let me look for who that is.
Girlfriends.
That's the films. We'll get to that.
Series.
Yeah, sorry, series.
It was in together. Films.
No, I think a few of them just like got into here for some reason. I don't know why. Yeah, see, I put Shippuden separately. That's Shaman King.
The original Shaman King.
What says you? Because I've only seen the new one. But it could be the new one as well, if you want.
Yeah, I'm going to put it as the original. But the new one's meant to be following manga more properly, but I haven't seen season two of the new one. I've only seen season one. And based off season, off the original, I'm going to put it as good. Not great, because it didn't follow the manga. But it did get me to read the manga.
Okay.
And that was my introduction to manga, actually.
And where would you put Naruto? Shippuden.
That's probably where Jiraiya dies, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. And where Gaara dies, and then that old woman gives her life. That's how it starts.
Yeah, Gaara's there.
And then Sasuke. Actually, I did like it, I'm not going to lie. I did. I loved it, actually, when I was watching it.
Jiraiya.
I think...
Baby-sensei.
Shippuden had more of an... So at this point... If you haven't seen Shippuden, then spoilers! Emotional impact on me. Because of the death of Neji, the death of Jiraiya, Itachi's death, pain.
Itachi's death.
Oh my god, pain! Pain was in Shippuden. Oh my god. Okay,
and great. Here you were.
Yeah, saying, I was disrespecting it. So oh my god. I'm so sorry. But yeah, I know Shippuden's mad. I'm sorry. I take that back. Shokugeki no Soma.
It's long.
It is long, isn't it?
It's long.
This whole will they, won't they?
I like the food. I get the storyline. But after season 3, I was just like,
yeah, what are you doing? Just let it end, bro.
Have we not cooked enough? Do we not know the recipe?
And then, like, her dad came, and then all of a sudden she has a brother, or he has a brother.
Does he?
I don't know. Somebody has a brother.
And you can tell how much I watched.
And, like, there's a blue club or something like that, and he's trying to beat them, and I don't know. I'm tired.
Wow. Eventually, I'll watch you again when I get back to you, but yeah. I think you're long.
So it's alright for now.
It's alright.
Sorry. Soul Eater.
Never finished it.
I didn't finish it either. I'm not going to lie, but what I saw of it, I liked. Space Dandy.
No, I watched it either. Have you?
Mm-mm. Oh, Steins. Steins Gate. That's got to be up there, bro.
Have you watched Steins Gate Zero?
No.
That's a Steins Gate Zero.
I didn't know that. Might want to watch now. Sora Online.
Never watched it.
I've watched it like 3 times. I'm watching it again, by the way. If you go on my Crunchyroll, it's right there.
What? You have time?
Bro.
I don't know how you have it.
It's called procrastination.
No, I have to do it by force. I literally have to, like, tell myself, you can't be a success if you're doing nothing. And that's motivating, not for me.
It's really not for me, no. I think something else needs to be my motivation these days.
I'm like, I can't be a failure. I don't want to be a failure.
Definitely the part-timer. It's okay. I think that Devil is a Part-Timer is one of the greatest animes ever because it's just mad. But, because I don't think I've ever, it's basically, have you seen it?
Mm-mm.
Okay, the devil quit. He's like, nah, bro, I don't want it. And then he goes to Earth and becomes a part-timer at like McDonald's. That's the devil right there, making food and burgers for people, flipping markets. Well, that's the main concept, but there's actually like a whole battle scene.
He needs to get his money somehow.
But he quit being the devil.
Did he have his powers still?
Yeah. He had his powers still.
And what are his powers?
I don't remember. I watched it ages ago. Like, it was one of the... When I discovered Naruto... And I discovered that there was, like, more Naruto's. I was like, oh my god. So, I just started watching, like, happy days. And this was one of them. And I, for some reason, they literally stayed with me. Like, on my Twitter, I swear one of my actual thing is, like, Devil's Part-Timer.
Yes, it was at one point, yeah.
Yeah, at some point, yeah. But, yeah, actually, I just changed that. Because it used to be, like, Revy's Lost Brother, no. Revy, because obviously I know Black Lagoon, and Revy's a character in there, and I was like, I'm Balalaika, so I was like, Revy and Balalaika's half sister, and the devil's part timer. Damn straight. Irregular at Magic High School.
I started watching that with you, but didn't finish it.
Yeah, I liked it. I've watched it 3 times as well. I want to say it's good. I would have said it was great. If not for the questionable brother-sister shit that's going on in there.
Is it incest?
Yeah. No. Like, I think, well, they are actually brother and sister from what we've known so far. And she's, like, obsessed with him. It's disgusting. It's not disgusting, but it's a
it's
bit
concerning.
Like... Yes. It raises eyebrows.
Promise Neverland. Loved. I love the manga, too. I think the manga is better than the anime.
So, where would you put that? Good? Great?
If they hadn't messed up season 2, I would have put it as great.
They messed up season 2? I haven't seen season 2. I've seen season 1.
I would have put it as good.
Good? Okay.
Yeah. You literally have one thing, it can't be me.
And what's that? What is it, though? I think it's because we don't know what it is.
Then why is it not watched?
You know what I think that is? I think that's Durarara.
That is actually Durarara.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
That is Durarara. Please don't be Durarara. Because I love Durarara. It is Durarara, look.
I recognise.
Oh my god, it is. Okay, let's place it.
I love Durarara.
Me too. Durarara. Would you put it above these here? I would.
I'd put it above Vistas, obviously.
Yeah, for sure. Right?
Mm.
Shield Hero. I think it's just basic.
Do you?
I like Rise of the Shield Hero.
Now for me. Shut up.
Huh?
Hmm?
Huh?
I mean, all the other action centered animes, everyone has a sword or bow and arrow or a spear. There's nothing about how powerful a shield is.
Shield.
Look how powerful he is.
He has a fucking shield.
And look how powerful. I'm
okay,
he
I do
is.
Like him. What? Okay. So, he's I just feel like aspect. The only thing that's a bit special about it is that he doesn't have a sword.
That's or what like makes a, him a bow special. And arrow.
But everything else, the girl that journeys with him and is pretty. What's the name of that one? The Netflix one that you said that they ruined. Seven Deadly Sins.
No. They're no way similar.
Because then there's a battle, and then there's the next one. And also there were people that came before them. Because there was a previous four heroes, one with a shield, one with a this, one with a that. And he's the one with the shield, and the previous shield guy was... It's always the shield guy that gets bullied, and they see them as the bad one, but they're actually good guys because they help more people, blah, blah, blah.
You're comparing Rise of the Shield Hero to Seven Deadly Sins.
Tell me why not.
No.
Tell me why not. And then there's someone who betrays. Well, okay. I guess it's more... No, I don't know.
You're comparing the likes of Meliodas.
Tell me why not. Tell me why not. I'm willing to take it higher than good.
Okay, so I feel like in Seven Deadly Sin that it's an adventure storyline to begin with. Predominantly adventure storyline.
So
it's not. It's not.
This is an isekai adventure.
They're trying to save the kingdom.
They're trying to save the kingdom. Seven Deadly Sins are trying, but they were trying to save the kingdom. Now they're trying to save the world, because if the demons come, the whole world is in shit.
I don't agree.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
I strongly really disagree.
I'm so sorry.
No.
Because, like, I've just... There's a lot of them. Like, a lot of save the world. He's the hero that people look down on. And now, like, he's actually a good guy. And he's really strong. And he grows. And, like, the people that help him really love him.
You said the narrator too.
Yeah, exactly. And kind Loki, that's played out. Because Naruto already done it. And, like, Asta, them lot, that's why they're not up there, because it's, like, been there, done that.
Wow. On to the next one.
I'm sorry.
Because
you know what, for you, yeah?
No, I don't think it's great, but I'm just saying it's not, like, Seven Deadly Sins.
Okay, no. I think you misunderstand me.
Seven Deadly Sins.
I agree with you. I'm saying the premise of it is somewhat similar. Like, it's not exactly the same thing, obviously. Okay. I'm sorry if I insulted you.
It's all in good
House day. Husband.
I haven't watched it.
It's a great laugh. It's this gangster guy, right, that quits being a gangster and becomes a house husband. And it's just funny. It's just good. I think it's good. Yeah, I'd say it's good. Do you know what that is?
Is that Tokyo Ghoul?
No, that's Tokyo Ghoul.
Tokyo ReZero and Tokyo. It's another Tokyo. There's two of them. Did you put them both down?
Maybe. My bad if I did. Oh, Tokyo Ghoul Re. And Tokyo Ghoul.
And then Tokyo Revengers.
Okay, I know why I've done that. I separated it from Scum. Sorry, I said what I said.
Because you don't know what you've got confused.
I got confused years ago, and then I tried to watch it when I was talking to you about it last year, and I couldn't do it. I couldn't. I could give it a try again. I promise.
There is a time skip. I think if you knew the manga, you'd understand what's happened in that time jump. So you can bridge the why that's happened. Because Heisen and Kaneki are literally the same person.
I know that, but they're not.
There's a reason for that too.
I see this other person more. I want Kaneki back.
He eventually does come back.
Really?
In the manga, yes.
In the manga or in the anime?
In the manga. So Tokyo Ghoul Re.
Where would you put that?
It's okay. But I think Tokyo Ghoul itself is great. Or good.
I'm glad we agree.
I love Tokyo Ghoul. Kaneki.
Tokyo Revengers.
I haven't watched still. Toradora.
I'm going to reserve my opinion on Tokyo Revengers until later.
Okay. Toradora.
Yes.
Toradora.
I say good.
It's so cutesy.
It is. It's really, it's very feel good. Yeah. Trigon. One of my first animes, actually.
Really?
Yeah. I think it's great. But I'll put it down to good because, yeah. And your favorite.
Vampire. You haven't watched that Vampire
Knight? Of course I have. I loved it.
The triangle gets ruined. Does he go into that in the manga? In the anime?
I think for the feel good of it, I'd say it's good.
Okay, I agree. Vampire Knight.
Vinland Saga!
You know, I had his pendant. Zoro's pendant.
Zoro?
Zero's pendant.
Oh, Zero, yeah. For real?
Yeah.
No way.
I did.
That's mine.
You know, my friend that got me the Death Note collector's pack and I'm going to throw away. He got me the Zero's pendant too.
Why did your mum do that?
Because she's a hater.
Ruining my
presents. Nah. Oh my God. All these collectibles my friend bought me.
I'd lose my mind if my mom done that.
You know, I was so upset for a whole year.
No, I'd literally lose it.
I was like, do you not know these are collectibles?
I'd be like, mom, you mess up. You mess up.
Collectible, the channel. Not cheap.
Oh my gosh.
And I had them. I was telling him for a long time, like, I love Vampire Knight. And then he went to Anime Con without me. But he made it up.
By the way, there's one in London in March. Is it March? May?
April? Yeah, there's one in May.
Is it May?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so he went to Anime Con without me. So I was heartbroken by that. But he was like, to make it up to you, I bought you the collector's edition.
That's so cute.
You are a true friend. Don't forget that without me, but for remembering me.
That's really nice because some people...
would not remember you.
No, I'm talking about me. If I went.
You would not think of me?
Ooh. I'll get you a shirt.
I got you a shirt. I remembered you.
I'll get you a shirt. Collectibles item? Yes. I don't know.
Because that is true love.
Did he want a smudge?
No. He wasn't into me.
It was pure.
Yeah.
It's even sweeter.
Me and him were just good friends. I liked him, but he didn't like me like that.
Oh, what's this?
I haven't told you about him. I don't think I have, anyway.
Oh my god, something I don't know. Shocking.
It's shocking. Wow.
I will quiz you about this later. We will be having words later.
Great, I'm going to take a coffee break.
Because I
thought I need something to drink.
I was a secretive one.
It's not really a secret.
I'm joking.
Just a conversation.
Violet Evergarden.
I thought it was so slow I couldn't finish it. I watched episode 1 and 2 and ended there.
Yeah.
Your Lie in April? Is that Your Lie in April?
Yes.
It's a slow burner. It's a... I liked it.
Where do you want to put it?
It's between good and it's alright.
So, like, we could put it, like, at the top of yourself, right?
Yeah.
Your name?
Your Name's a Movie.
Yes. I specifically put this in here for you.
Why not a movie?
Well, it's an anime movie. I did want to do like a different section of like anime movies.
Okay.
But maybe later.
I like your name. I think it's a good
story. It's very sad. Super sad. I finally watched it. It's the one where there's a part, right?
Mm.
Like
I took Faith to watch it in the cinemas.
It's very sad. I was not expecting that twist at the end. I'm glad you didn't spoil it for me. But
you refuse to hear my story.
It's good.
Yeah.
I was surprised. I was actually very surprised. I'm sorry. Not that your recommendations aren't good, but I feel like you watch like slow burning, emotionally tasking things. And I just want them to fight and somebody to die. And that's it. I mean, you watch those too, but like, you also watch some emotionally heavy stuff.
I think it's because I'm not good at expressing my feelings.
I'm not good at expressing my feelings, so I watch what I watch shows that.
No, but I think I watch it because I want to learn how to express it.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
At least you're trying.
Because I feel like, so that's how a person would react. Because sometimes I'll tell you something,
yeah.
And then you're like, the reaction is very subtle. It's not.
But I feel like I do that as well.
What?
That, like, actually, Nav has called me out on this several times. Like, she'll tell me something, and I would just be like, oh, okay. But I'm not like, oh my god.
No, that's not what I mean. Like, I'll tell you something, and you'll be like, the way you reacted isn't the way a normal person would act. You're like, why were you not more angry at this? Why were you not more okay? Pissed? I'm like,
yeah. True.
And I'm just like, should I be more angry? And I then you're...
For you, I compare you to me. Does that make sense? Like, I'll compare you... Say something happened to both of us. Mm. The exact same thing. I'd expect you to feel the same way that I feel.
But I feel like I just express it as...
Yeah.
As loudly.
So
I feel like that's why.
Yeah. But with Nav, I know she'll react completely different. So, like, it's a different me in some way. But I don't think you don't know how to express yourself. I think you express yourself quite clearly to me.
Do I?
Yeah.
Thank you. Because you call me passive aggressive this morning.
I mean, you are passive aggressive. Not this morning, when you were talking to the fucking guy. Because you didn't want to be mean to him. But he didn't bring the food in time, the dickhead. And you were trying to be nice, and I was like, don't be nice. Just tell him to fucking bring my food. Yu Hakusho is the last one.
Haven't watched you.
I haven't watched it too. I do, however, want to watch it.
Why is Angel Beats and I have not watched? Have you not watched Angel Beats?
Angel Beats isn't...
There!
Oh! I haven't seen it, no. Have you?
Yeah, I've watched Angel Beats.
How would you rate it?
It's okay. It's not great. It's okay.
Okay. So that's it. We are done! So we're going to split this episode in two. Because... It's like 101 minute.
This end quote.
I think that's enough content. So, for you guys, I hope you're happy.
Mm-hmm.
What else have we got to say? Let us know how you guys would categorize this. If you'd like to do the same list, just go to tiermaker.com, search the CU show, and you'll be able to find it.
Or if you want to debate our list.
Yeah. If you want to fight me, like I said, fight me on Twitter at The CU Show or on Instagram at The CU Show.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll come for you.
Will you?
I'm joking, I will not. I am very cordial. I do not do those things.
Professional ethics. Professional ethics.
Hi guys. Just wanted to let you know that what had happened was that was meant to be the end of the previous episode, but that episode kind of ran way too long than I wanted, so I kind of split it. at the wrong point because I got impatient. So do bear with us. And I hope you just carry on as normal. Okay. Bye.